Good afternoon, Mr. Fab. How may I help you?
Hi, is Kevin there?
No, I'm sorry. He's out in the field today. Can someone else help you?
Yeah, is there like an office manager or controller of the company I could speak with?
Regarding?
It's about some financing the company's done through Wells Fargo back in 2013.
Okay, hang on.
Jeanette speaking.
I'm sorry, what was your name? I didn't catch that.
Jeanette.
Hi, Jeanette. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I was just trying to get in touch with, you know, Kevin or yourself about some finance offers we sent out to the business about 2 weeks ago. And it looks like it was based on some financing you guys did with Wells Fargo back in 2013.
Yeah, we have a open line of credit with our current bank.
Uh-huh. And, I mean, yeah, that financing, it looks like it might have been some equipment finance back then as well. Okay, yeah, so basically we had the business pre-approved for some working capital and equipment finance. And, yeah, I just want to touch base with the business, kind of see what you guys had in your pipeline, where you might need some financing.
Actually, we're not needing any this year.
Okay.
Right now. Yeah, things have been kind of slow, so we've not really looking at buying anything new right now.
Oh, okay. Why do you guys think times are slow? Is it just because of the election year, or is it just kind of not as big contracts?
Well, are you here in Bakersfield, or are you in another area?
We're in San Diego.
Okay. Well, out here where I'm at, it's I'd say probably about 80-75% of majority of businesses are oil field related.
Oh, wow. And I didn't know that.
Yeah. So and then the other bit large portion would be farming. But with all the layoffs that the big oil companies they had, and when the oil prices went down so low, there are a lot of layoffs.
Yeah, so I know.
Things are real slow here right now.
And yeah, so I'm guessing you guys are exactly, you know, correlated with those the oil field. Is there any other markets you guys try and, you know, get involved with to help out during these slow times?
We do a lot of farming, a lot of manufacturing for farming equipment and that sort of thing. And there's a lot of other little stuff that comes in, but the majority of our business is oil related and farm related. Yeah.
Yeah, for farming. Okay. Yeah, I just kind of, you know, wanted, like I said, touch base. And yeah, we're still glad you guys for some working capital. I know you said you already had a line of credit with Wells Fargo. And working capital is generally, you know, the same thing. Only we're able to free up a little more than your typical, you know, line of credit. It's a sales-based loan, and it's we're able to free up 10 to 15% of top-line revenue as unsecured cash. So basically, you guys can use it, you know, essentially for anything because it's unsecured. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever used those type of programs in the past or had a need to?
No, we usually just run through our bank.
Okay, you just go through your bank. And now with that line of credit, I mean, do you guys utilize most of it or do you kind of, like, how much?
You know, it really depends. I think most of the time it's there for emergencies, you know, when something comes up and we need it. And so usually we usually like to keep it free.
Yeah, exactly.
For those kinds of things.
Just have that peace of mind, you know, in case something happens. Okay. Yeah, what did you say? I'm sorry.
It's always good to have.
Yeah, that's all it is. No kidding. So, yeah, that's, you know, working capital is essentially the same thing. And, yeah, I know you don't really have a need now, but if something comes up, we definitely get you an answer, you know, within 24 hours and then funded, you know, in 48 in case there's an emergency. You know, that's not a problem with us. Is there, like, an email I can send you some info? You just have it in your back pocket in case something comes up.
Yeah, it'd be Jeanette, JeaneTTE.
Okay.
At, what is it? It's AmFab, so it's short for American Fabrication and Power Coating. So it's going to be AmFab PC for powder coating .com.
Oh, P is in Paul?
Uh-huh.
Okay, .com. Okay.
So it's American Fabrication and Powder Coating.
Okay. And Jeanette, your name is J-E-N-N-E?
E-A. It's one N. It's J-E-A. Jeanette.
Okay, got it, Jeanette. All right. Well, yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot you over, you know, just some highlights of programs as well as my contact info, and I'll check in like next quarter just to kind of see how things are going. And yeah, if you guys have anything come up, feel free to reach out.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right. Thanks for your time,
Jeanette. Thank you.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.